Truth Dealer Radio is listener-supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Okay, praise God. Welcome to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. I'm Brian Moonen, and I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. The truth is God's word. God's word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Today, I am being joined by Rachel Seller, who calls herself the forensic nurse. She is an RN. She is a Navy veteran hospital corpsman. That's not corpsman, the way Obama said it. She is a trained naturopath, and she is sounding the alarm about aborted fetal cells that would be a satanic substance put into the shots. That's why we are calling today's show Satanic Shots. And I'm excited to have Rachel on the show. Hello, Rachel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brother Brian. I'm so honored to be here. And I'm really impressed with the work you're doing. And I'm so happy that you reached out to me.
Praise God. Just give everybody a little background. I touched a little bit on your mission that you're on right now, but give everybody any background that I missed.
Well, again, my name is Rachel Seller. I'm a registered nurse licensed in the state of Florida. I go by the forensic nurse. I expose medical crime, one misdiagnosis at a time. And I help people reverse disease naturally all around the world. I help people reverse disease naturally at home. And when I finished my my RN training, I did 4 more years of natural medicine training. So I studied to be a doctor of natural medicine, but we don't get licensed in the state of Florida. So I'm a naturopath. And I expose the lies of the enemy and the doctrines of devils that are spread through scientific, government, and academic propaganda. And this information is designed to kill, steal, and destroy human life. So I'm here to expose the enemy. And my most popular video was titled Cancer-Laced Vaccine, a 9-minute video that exposes the MRC5, which is the cancer cell line that I used to inject into newborn babies when I was an 18-year-old hospital corpsman.
Wow. And I believe I saw that video, and that was how I was led to contact you. Very impressive, very important work, because, you know, you think about how the Lord Jesus Christ comes to bring life. The devil always wants to bring death, deception. And there's so much deception right now, especially in the propaganda, the medical so-called propaganda, the technocracy that's taking over right now, the infusion between big tech and big pharma, and how it's almost insane what's going on with that. But I understand a lot of people are ignorant of what's in the shots, but a lot of this information is not new. But some of these vaccines contain human fetus cell lines, as you just mentioned, African green monkey kidney pus cells. I'm sorry for those of you who are trying to eat while you watch the video, you might want to take a break. African kidney pus cells harvested from diseased primates. And that is from the Coriell Institute for Medical Research. They don't hide what's in the vaccine, the shots, injections, whatever you want to call these. They're not all traditionally vaccines. Thimerosal, aluminum, formaldehyde, and accursed objects, I call it, coming from sacrificed babies. There's just no other way to put that. And then I suppose they clone them. I wanted to know if you could help us understand the process that they go through, how they get these cells and put them into these satanic shots?
Well, this is really important for people to understand that, number one, we're in a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. So everything that we see going on, it's important to look at it from the spiritual aspect. So when you have an injection, it contains murder and death. Okay, so these babies that were tissue procurement is what they call it. So a Planned Parenthood abortion is a big business in the United States. But what I will say is the FDA allows the import of biologics. So if you go on their website and you look up biologics, they're allowing the import of aborted fetal tissue. Number one, this is an abomination to the Lord. Okay, we were fearfully, wonderfully made by God. Our DNA is the operating system. This is the instructions that is a divine sequence of order that the Lord has given each and every person. So when we alter that, when we insert and we delete and we translocate, we're taking a section of DNA. We're saying, you're going to go here, and then we're going to take that out. So we're breaking the bonds that the Lord has put together, because the word pharmakia in the Greek is sorcery. And pharmacist, and not to say that they're not God-loving pharmacists, but the actual pharmakia, this is the sorcery from Revelation chapter 18 that says, for by thy sorceries, all the nations were deceived. So we've been given this thing since birth, and it's just become an okay thing that everybody does, but we're defiling our temple because the Holy Spirit lives in us, okay? So when we put these things in our body, number one, when you take the blood and organs from another human, that is cannibalism, okay? Consuming the flesh and blood of another human. Now, those proteins, that human albumin comes from blood cells. When you introduce that into your body now creates an autoimmune reaction, will start to attack itself, especially the thyroid and whatever different organ. And the same goes for the foreign DNA from animals, okay? That gets into your operating system. And now in this new jab, okay, they've got the prion or brain-eating parasite protein in there that causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is mad cow. And now we wonder why all of our veterans with PTSD were committing suicide and all this stuff, because they had brain-eating parasites.
Wow, I just want to read a few scriptures really quick, and I'm in agreement with you on that. First of all, God's people, God's teachers, God's children are called to holiness. I was explaining to my wife last night, I'm not even scratching the surface on this video when I went to make an outline and find some scriptures. There's a basic concept of holiness unto the Lord that is just ignored. And like you said, it's from the cradle to the grave. They have everybody so deceived with this witchcraft, sorcery, pharmakia spell, that it's actually stunning when you stop and think about it. But in Ezekiel 44:23, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And it's almost like these days, they want no differentiation. There's really no holy, unholy, whatever. This is not the way it is with the Lord. The Lord does not change. Amen. And going off of what you mentioned, I did want to read this, Leviticus 20, verse 3. And I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. Now, in our times, we have professing Christians that are taking the seed of children and putting them through the system of Satan, Moloch, whatever you want to call it, and literally injecting into what is supposed to be the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. I think there is a line to be crossed when it comes to, it's one thing if you're ignorant, but there's a line that's being crossed now, especially with these new shots, tampering with the DNA. and just so in your face with the fetal cell lines and all the disgusting things that they're doing to our, to God's creation. Whether you're lost or saved, you were designed, you were fearfully and wonderfully made by God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should not be opening up this Pandora's box. What do you believe to be the possible physical ramifications of injecting and defiling yourself with this shot, these shots?
Well, that's a really good question. And I'm going to tie the physical into the spiritual together. It's important that everyone understands that we need to be reading every word that's in the insert. Okay. Satan is a legalist and he uses crafty language to deceive. So the physical is that your genes are transformed. So let me read you this quick definition: to sorcerize, to transform or change by means of sorcery, to change or alter in form, appearance, or nature. So you're transforming, transmuting, transubstantiating one element into another. So this chimeric research that they talk about, you know, it's this weird cult of science worship. And this idolatry is what blinds people and deafens them from the truth. The bioweapon, mRNA, jab that they call a vaccine, side effects include death, blood clots, stroke, cancer, autoimmune disease, and debilitating chronic inflammatory illness. The prion structures contained in these jabs are known as brain-eating parasites that cause mad cow disease, spongiform encephalitis. This is inflammation of the brain. Okay. Your body will start to attack its own self, its own blood, its own proteins, its own organs, because you have introduced foreign DNA from animals and aborted fetal kidney and the Pfizer jab.
I was also going to ask you if you believe this could be considered, in your opinion, to be a bioweapon, these shots themselves. Because I just want to say, you're telling everybody they have to have a shot for a thing that there's a 97 to 99% survival rate of. And by the way, there was no flu last year. You know, how stupid do people have to be? And with the masks, that's another satanic ritual, and 6 feet apart to keep us away, and the ritualistic aspect of all that. But it's obvious that the entire point of the entire operation was to get the needle into the arms, as Governor Cuomo and not President Biden have said. So what are your thoughts about the bioweapon aspect of this plan?
Well, it's important people understand, first of all vaccines are bioweapons. They are infectious blood products, and they have been sold to us with this grand delusion, this grand propaganda. They're absolutely bioweapons. And I'll prove it to you, because in Romans chapter 1, where it talks about inventors of evil things, what do? They patent their ideas. So you can go to the patent websites and type in MRC5, which is the Medical Research Council, the code name for the aborted male fetus, the lung tissue, if it's even that, from the 1960s. Now they use the word immortalized, continuous. So this is a cell line that keeps dividing out of control. It has no off switch. So that is the bioweapon. And the cow blood, the bovine serum, is an infectious blood product. And when they filter it, even if they pushed it through a 0.2 micron filter, it would not filter out brain-eating parasites, the prion proteins. So it infects you. And that's why vaccines cause cancer, autoimmune disease, and autism.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say that reminded me of cancer when you said the cells that wouldn't stop dividing. So we're talking about the spiritual implications tying in with the physical. And I have to say that the shock that I am experiencing these days is not so much that the devil has this plan. It's watching the so-called churches push this on their flocks, is watching these fake teachers just so adamant about taking these shots, and they have no shame. And it just makes me think that they're at the end of their game almost. They're putting it all on the table, basically. They're putting their whole hand out almost. And that's the concerning thing and why I think it's so important for us to warn now and not worry about the ramifications. We need to be bold and tell people like it is. These are weapons. These are satanic. You shouldn't defile yourself, especially for Christians to defile themselves. You know, in the New Testament, the apostles were wrestling with people who were promoting legalistic ideas, and they had some very basic rules for new believers. They instructed them to abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. That's a definition of everything you just described that are in these satanic shots, because they literally rip these babies apart in the mother's womb. I'm sorry, that's graphic, but that is what they do. They sell and harvest the parts for money, for gain, for filthy lucre, and then they take them with the blood. And they do, you know, there are satanic rituals that go on in the abortion clinics. I have read accounts of witches that they purposely work there so that they can do these events every day of the week. And it's sick, but it is going on. But as far as the science falsely so-called and the sorcery, look at the wide-ranging spell that's on the whole earth right now to do with this so-called COVID-19. And in your opinion, what do you believe the clinical result is going to be across the world for this mass injection campaign?
Well, this is a deliberate and planned genocide, okay? And it's important that everyone understands that there's been delusions at play. We were born into a war. So this is absolute genocide. This is an infectious blood product. We can stop saying vaccine because it's always been a lie. All right. So we've been giving these things to brand new babies from the moment they were born, which I used to jam the needle in their leg as an 18-year-old corpsman. But what I want to say to every nurse and every person who loves God, any doctor, any medical professional, you need to read the inserts, because God gave us a sound mind. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a love, power, and a sound mind. So when we read, we need to put God first, okay? The reason that people are blind and deaf is because they have idols. And I have some really good scripture here, and I just want to touch on this really important thing, is reprobate, okay? When it says God will turn people over to a reprobate mind, this is a person abandoned to sin, to disapprove with detestation or marks of extreme dislike, to disallow, to reject, to abandon to wickedness and eternal destruction. People are not able to understand what's going on because God has cursed their conscience. Their mind has been cut off. In 1 Timothy 4, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." So when people idolize the science and they put something above the knowledge of God, it'll blind you. It'll deafen you. So what I'm asking is that we come back to the body of Christ and that we be of one mind and one judgment over the truth. And because people have not loved the truth, this is another reason why they're blind and deaf. So this is genocide, okay? And any person with a sound mind should be able to look at this and say, this is an infectious blood product. This is a medical device. And actually on Moderna's website, it said that it was an app, an application. So think about the word biotech. Bio means living, life. Tech, or it's N-tech now, which is nanotechnology. So on Pfizer's jab on SlideShare, you can read it. It says bio-N-tech. And guess what? That little N is a neon green. And you know what they put in there? Mutant neon green DNA is what's in the jab.
Wow. It's hard to come up with much to say after. I mean, I am concerned that you're right about that. And, you know, I did a documentary years back about the Georgia Guidestones and Agenda 21. And now we have Agenda 2030. And like I said before, they don't hide what their goal is. The goal is depopulation. So we shouldn't be surprised that they have these plans. And I'm even concerned about the tests. Seeing people getting these swabs and taking them apart and the strange fibers. And, you know, you just have to wonder, and they're made in China. And again, the goal to make sure everybody got tested, they know everybody's not going to take these experimental death shots, but how many people have had 8, 9, 10 of these tests, and you have to get it in order to be able to work. It's very sad. And I'm praying for people. Again, I just want to exhort anybody listening that's a Christian. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 says, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." And again, the idea from the beginning about God saying that, call them, teach them the difference between the holy and the profane, the clean and the unclean. Just because we're in the age of grace and the New Testament and we're saved by God's grace, it's a gift of God. Amen. It's not by our works. Doesn't mean there's no difference between the holy and the profane, the clean and the unclean. God sees it the same way. He does not want you to inject your body that he made with murdered baby cells or baby blood or kidney, pus, monkey, whatever the devil wants to put into your body to destroy you. That is not God's perfect plan. God gave us plants and food, and we're supposed to have clean air and water. These things are ridiculous that are in these shots. There's no way it can bring health. They unlock your DNA, if I'm correct, and they send in a messenger RNA, tell your body to produce the spike protein. Am I right?
These gene-altering injections have always been that. They delete, insert, and translocate. So they rearrange sections of your DNA, and they overwrite your operating system. So it's like if you download malware or a virus on the computer, it completely destroys the way the operating system works. So what I want to say is I see that the entire planet is gripped in a spirit of fear. Whatever this principality is, are you fearing God? Or are you operating in a spirit of fear? Because you can only serve one master. And I see all these people who call themselves Christians and they're supposed to be followers of Christ. They're lining up for the test. They're lining up with, by the way, with a test. And then what happens? That it's a fraud test. It was never a diagnostic tool. It reacts with a goat or a cantaloupe.
Man who invented the PCR tests started to speak out against it, and he died right before the pandemic.
Yeah, mysteriously, right? So I do want to add real quick to touch on that Moloch thing. So they've been sacrificing babies to Moloch since the beginning of time. But when I read these crafty scientific reports, which most people cannot understand what's written in them because it's very crafty coded language. So it says Moloch, M-O-L-E-C with a star, meaning molecular biology. And so this is their little code, and they call it Moloch, and you'll see these little notations in there. So they're telling you right to your face. They're telling you about Henrietta Lacks cancer in the HPV vaccine. And you have Surgeon General of Dr. Jerome Adams pushing these cancer-laced shots. And all of these people have been lying to you. And because we haven't been fearing God, then all of a sudden we're fearing this propaganda. And it's so silly, because at the clinic I worked in Florida, we did intravenous peroxide, okay? Food grade hydrogen peroxide. We have ear, nose, and throat protocols to put natural things. I need, for any bioweapon, I don't care. I don't need a single drug. And nobody should be promoting this hydroxychloroquine, because all of the drugs have nanotechnology in them now. I found it in Cipro, the antibiotic. I mean, it is everywhere. And you can even go on Justia and you type in that VMAT too, and it's going to bring up all the psychiatric medication that has this gene altering technology, whatever you want to call it. But these are doctrines of devils, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. And when you really stop and think about how far we are, you know, when we were kids, you know, you had all these futuristic shows and stuff about what would be in the future. And it's nothing like what we have now. It's very sinister, the technology that the devil has controlled and that he utilizes to keep everybody deceived, asleep, and sick. And they also use it to make money, the companies. But Leviticus 20:7 says, "Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And in the New Testament, in 1 Peter 1:15 through 16, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That doesn't just mean what you say. That means in everything you do, the way you live. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Again, God regards holiness. It's important. We're commanded to be holy. Again, we're not saved by our works, but we are commanded to be holy and to separate from that which is unclean and satanic. Even if we're ignorant of things, sister, you know, if you drink poison, the physical response in your body is going to be that you're going to be sick. So we want to warn people, especially Christians who may be able to hear, they may have ears to hear, and warn others to repent and not take these shots. I think with that, I want to thank you for being on. I did want to ask also how people can get in touch with you or where what your sites are.
Okay, well, you can reach me at fisherofmenministry.org and also theforensicnurse.org. You know, like I said, we have natural solutions for every health problem, and every Christian should be using the plants and all the things that God gave us, the natural remedies to reverse disease. I don't need any pharmaceutical drug. I don't care what bioweapon your government throws on you. You can heal yourself naturally at home.
Praise God. And all healing comes from the Lord. Amen. So, Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. It's been a blessing. I might have to ask you back someday if you're willing.
I'd love to come back.
Okay. Thank you so much, sister. God bless you.
God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
Now you keep talking about Jesus. Some folks out there just might be listening.
Did you know that Big Apple Music has been in business for over 40 years? They have a great selection of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, digital pianos, and much more. Did you also know that they offer music lessons right here locally, and they rent instruments? Their experienced staff can also repair instruments and sound systems. Located on Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 6. That's Big Apple Music. Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford.
The time is short. That is why KJV Prepper Christian shirts are worn to warn. KJV Prepper witness wear can be a bold witness to the unsaved and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel. Worn to warn.
Most of you know that I love great coffee. Recently, I made a discovery right here in my hometown of Rome, New York. Broster's Coffee Company, specializing in single-origin, organic, fair-trade, small-batch coffee. My favorite dark roast is the Nicaraguan. When you use the promo code TRUTH, you will receive 10% off your online purchase at thebroasters.com. TheBroasters.com. Broster's Coffee Company. Hashtag roasted in Rome.